This is the CGSN podcast. I am Maëlys Kaufmann, nephrology trainee in Marseille, France.
And I am Noémie Jour de Chiche, professor of nephrology at Aix-Marseille University.
We are presenting here the result of the DIAVA study, which evaluated disease activity and adverse events in patients with ANCA-associated vasculitis undergoing long-term dialysis. Professor Jour de Chiche, why was this study conducted?
Kidney involvement of ANCA-associated vasculitis can lead to kidney failure. While the kidney is no longer to be saved in patients undergoing maintenance dialysis, patients are still at risk of extrarenal flares of vasculitis. But they are also exposed to serious infections and to cardiovascular events. The benefit of maintenance immunosuppressive therapy in this population is unclear. In the DIAVA study, we evaluated the clinical course of patients with vasculitis before and after dialysis initiation. Dr. Kaufmann, how was this study conducted and what were the main results?
Thanks to the French National Registry Rhin, which collects data prospectively for all incident patients on kidney replacement therapy in France, we identified all patients with ANCA-associated vasculitis who started long-term dialysis between 2008 and 2012. We then matched anonymous data from this registry to anonymous data from the National Health System database, and we recorded all hospitalization data and all medications delivered month by month before and after dialysis initiation. 229 patients were included with a follow-up of almost 5 years. We showed that the proportion of patients in remission of immunosuppression increased with the time spent on dialysis from 23% at dialysis initiation to 62% after 5 years. Patient survival on dialysis was 62% at 5 years, and the two leading causes of death were infections and cardiovascular events. Event-free survival was only 27% at 5 years. Only 13% of patients experienced a vasculitis relapse during the follow-up, while more than 40% presented serious infection or cardiovascular events. Professor Jour de Chiche, what does it suggest?
Only a randomized control trial will fully address the benefit-risk balance of maintenance immunosuppression in patients with ANCA-associated vasculitis on dialysis. But our work shows that the risks of serious infections or cardiovascular events far exceed the risk of vasculitis relapse in this population. This calls for a careful use of maintenance immunosuppressive therapies in this fragile population.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.